When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Safety FM with Jay Allen. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as we are hanging out on this Tuesday, July the 29th of 2025. So, how are you? How have things been? Yeah, kind of a strange world going on right now as we speak. Just seems like things continue to evolve and move and groove, and it's just always an interesting time when it's all said and done. Anyways, I wanted to come in today and start talking a little bit about some stuff, but I've kind of noticed something strange going on. Had a lot of people recently contact me about the books that we released. You know, we released several books all in one shot. Safety in My Opinion, Safety Mutation, and Safety Transmission. We're talking about these as the Signal Transmission Trilogy. And I thought it would be interesting today, besides the sitting around and talking about the book, what I wanted to do is, because we made an audiobook of the whole thing, is that I was going to go ahead and let's go ahead today. And I will give you chapter 4 of Safety in My Opinion. If you haven't heard anything about the book, well, it's the book of, you know, exactly what it sounds like. We're talking about safety in my version of what I think is going on. Not that I have a version of safety, but it's an opinion of mine about what I think about safety. So what I'm going to do is put chapter 4 inside of this episode for you to take a listen to. So something slightly different today than what we normally do. And then you can take a listen, tell me what you think, and then we can go from there. So sit back, listen to what we call SIMO, Safety in My Opinion, Chapter 4. By the way, Chapter 1's available on Audible if you want to take a little sample of it. So there you go. So there is that. We're going to go ahead and put that in for you right now. Anyways, take a sit back, take a listen. Hopefully you enjoy it. And we'll go from there.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in My Opinion, the book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation, where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the Signal. For the first time, all three books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live, inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the Signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.
Chapter 4, The Forklift and the Pedestrians. You know how people say they followed the rules like it's a full sentence, like it's a guarantee? Yeah, this story wrecked that idea for me. We had a forklift incident on site. One of those events that doesn't end in catastrophe, but leaves a pit in your stomach because you know it could have. The driver was certified. He wore all the right PPE. The equipment had been inspected. Everything was by the book. And still, It happened. The forklift collided with a stack of goods. One worker ended up with a minor injury, the kind of thing that gets labeled a near miss or low severity. But that wasn't how it felt. It felt like we had dodged a bullet. When we started digging into it, what we found was this. The environment was working against the people. There were blind spots in the walking paths. The floor had subtle slopes no one had really accounted for. The pedestrian and forklift traffic zones were technically separated, but not in a way that made sense to the people actually doing the work. The driver didn't do anything wrong. He was reacting to what the space gave him. So was the injured worker. That was the first time I truly understood what it meant to say, "Context drives behavior." Later, a second forklift incident happened on another site. This one involved pedestrians cutting through a forklift lane. The rules clearly said they shouldn't. The signs were posted. The walkways were painted. But the physical layout made it the most logical path. No gates, no barriers, no redirection. Just a painted line and a hope that people would follow it. We looked at the footage and talked to the team. Nobody was being reckless. They were doing what made sense in the moment, based on what the system allowed. I remember someone saying, "They should know better." And I thought, no, we should design better. Those forklift incidents weren't failures of training. They weren't caused by bad actors. They were system signals, glitches, real-time feedback. The system didn't match the way people actually moved. We had safety rules, but they were built around how we wanted people to behave, not how they actually do behave when the clock is ticking, the space is tight, and their brain is focused on the job. That's when I started to see safety systems like code. If people keep breaking the rules, maybe the rules are the bug. Not long after, a third site had a similar layout problem. But this time we caught it early. A driver flagged it in a morning meeting. He said, "Someone's going to get clipped here. You've got two lanes merging with zero visibility." We didn't ignore it. We didn't tell him to just be careful. We walked the floor. We pulled in facilities. And within a week, we'd changed the mirror placement, rerouted traffic, and blocked a shortcut that made sense on paper, but not in practice. And that changed everything. Not because the rules improved, but because the system started listening. I had a manager pull me aside after the layout fix and say, "You know what's weird? I think morale just went up." It wasn't weird. It was signal. When people feel like their input changes the environment, they stop walking around like the job is something happening to them. They start acting like they're part of it. And that shift? That's where culture starts. We talk a lot about compliance, but real safety isn't about whether someone followed the rule. It's about whether the rule makes sense in the world they work in. It's about whether the design reduces risk or just pretends to. And once I started listening differently, I couldn't go back to seeing things the old way. Before we wrap this chapter, there's one more layer. After those incidents, leadership responded, but not all in the same way. Some wanted to investigate the individuals. Others asked, "How do we reinforce the rule?" But a few, asked better questions. One manager came to me and said, "I think we've trained people to work around us, not with us." That stuck. Because systems don't drift by accident. They drift because people are adapting in silence. Because they've been taught that if the rule doesn't fit the work, you either break it or pretend you didn't. But every workaround tells a story. Every path carved through painted lines says, "This makes more sense than what you gave me." And when leadership ignores those paths, they're not ignoring defiance. They're ignoring design feedback. You want people to follow safer routes? Design routes that feel safe. You want fewer violations? Create systems that fit how the work actually happens. Because most of the time, people aren't resisting safety. They're trying to make it real. That's what these incidents taught me. Not that rules don't matter, but that rules without reality become rituals. And rituals don't protect people. Systems do. Signal reflection. What the forklift taught me. Those incidents reprogrammed something in me. They showed me that a rule is only as good as its reality check. If the rule doesn't reflect the real-world environment, it's just a story we tell ourselves. A story that breaks when people collide with reality. I used to think compliance was the goal. Now I think alignment is alignment between system and space, between rules and behavior, between leadership and the people doing the work. That's what safety actually is, not what the system says, what the system allows. Because when systems reflect reality, people don't just follow the rules. They help shape them. They speak up. They correct what's broken. They offer solutions instead of silence. That's when safety stops being a checklist and becomes culture. And once that happens, safety isn't something you enforce. It's something people feel, something they carry with them, something they contribute to, something they protect because they helped build it.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios, as it is based on limited and dated open source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.